a knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
Leave a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
You'll see that night is a ball again. Rapture is calling for you.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three is company too.
Terry? Terry?
Yeah?
Oh, Terry, look, come here. Come out here quick. Come here.
What's up?
Philip just now drove me home, and you will never guess what happened.
He asked you to marry him.
Yeah. How did you know that?
By that silly look on his face every time he's near you. I mean, I knew it was going to happen.
Oh, well, why didn't you tell me?
And spoil his surprise?
You just spoiled mine.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Then... Congratulations!
Oh, gosh, Terry, I wish Jack were here, and then I could tell him, too.
Jack wishes he were here, too.
Isn't he having a good time in San Francisco?
No, he called and said it was the last time that he goes to a chef's convention.
Why?
The food was awful.
Oh, poor Jack. I mean, it's bad enough that he had to fly up there.
No, he said that he had a very nice flight this time.
You're kidding. You mean he's...
He's not afraid to fly anymore.
What do you know? Little Jack Tripper can finally get on a plane, relax, and enjoy himself. Sir? Sir?
Me? Sure. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Good.
Don't leave me!
It's all right.
Sorry, just...
Okay. Now, this aircraft is perfectly safe.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. So why don't you just sit back and relax?
Okay, I'll try. Thank you, Vicky.
You're welcome, Mr...
Jack.
Mr. Jack.
Oh, Vicky! That bump, I think we just hit a mountain or something.
Maybe I better get you a drink.
That would be nice.
Beer, scotch, bourbon, gin?
That would be nice.
I'll fix you a gin and tonic.
Ladies and gentlemen, please fasten your seatbelts. We are experiencing some mild turbulence. Thank you.
This is it. Vicky.
I think the prize is still in here. Excuse me, Vicky.
Excuse me. Please go back to your seat.
Yeah, but it's going like this. Are we in any danger?
No. It's just a little turbulence. Oh. Now, go back to your seat, and I'll bring your drink.
Oh, well, I'll save you the trip. I can't believe I... Listen, I'll get something to clean you up.
No, it's all right. I'll get it. Just please sit down.
I'll take it. Well, at least you got me to sit down.
Kidding? Help! Excuse me. Are you all right?
Yes.
Listen, is it safe in here?
I promise I won't lay a hand on you.
You come here often? Wait a second, boy. You smell wonderful. What is that you're wearing?
Gin and tonic.
I seem to be saying all the wrong things.
So I noticed. Tell me, is this your usual style, or are you just having an off day?
This is an off day, all right. Look at this. You cannot believe the dumb things I've been doing today. First of all, I left my wallet in the taxi. Then I miss my plane, and then I spill a drink all over you, and then...
You get locked in the bathroom with me.
No, that's the only nice thing that's happened to me today.
Well, thank you.
Listen, do you have to fly right back to San Francisco?
No, I live in L.A.
Terrific! Do you like French food?
Why? Do you want to spill some on me?
I happen to own a little French restaurant, and I thought maybe, you know, I'd love you to be my guest at dinner tonight.
Tonight? Okay.
Great! She opened the door!
Oh, excuse me!
No! Here you are. You know how much you want. Go ahead. Vicky!
Hi, Jack.
Hi, welcome. Come over here.
You.
I've got a table all ready for us.
Oh, this is lovely.
Well, thanks a lot. You know, I've prepared an exquisite meal that I know you're really going to enjoy.
Oh, sounds like it's going to be a great evening.
It already is. I'll be right back. This is one of those off-the-wall paintings.
Good evening, Victoria.
Oh, Dad. What are you doing here?
I might ask the same of you.
What?
Do you realize that right now, as we speak, cocktails are being served at the Benfields, and everyone is asking what's keeping Victoria and her delightful father?
Benfield dinner? Oh, my God, I forgot all about it.
Apparently so. Luckily, I called your roommate, and she told me where you were.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought you would be. Shall we go?
Oh, but, Dad, I have a dinner date. Yeah,
we both do, at the Benfields.
Hey,
what do you think? This is a singles bar? Back off. I'm out of this business. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, pal. You're old enough to be her father.
Jack, this is my father.
I don't care who... This is your father. Oh, so sorry, sir. I didn't... I should have seen the resemblance. There is, but I'm terrible. I hope I didn't.
You don't have to grovel.
I don't mind.
Daddy, this is Jack Tripper. He's my date tonight.
Sir.
You're going out with a waiter?
He's not a waiter. He owns this place.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not very much.
My thought exactly. Shall we go?
Go? What?
Oh, you see, Jack, I forgot.
Allow me, Victoria. I must apologize for my daughter's lapse of memory. You see, she completely forgot. We have a dinner date this evening.
Oh, come on, Dad. Can't we at least have a glass of wine before we go? Please?
Very well.
Great. Vicky, why don't you sit here?
Okay.
Sir, head of the table for you.
Thank you.
There you go. And here's a little vino for you, Vicky.
Thank you.
For you, then for me. So, here we go. Good year. But not for me.
Where did you meet this person?
On the plane from San Francisco.
Ah, yes, the friendly skies. Victoria, we really must go.
Oh, Dad.
Remember, Roger Willoughby is expecting you to be his dinner partner.
Roger Willoughby?
Her fiancé.
He is not my fiancé.
Just a matter of time. Now, there's a fine young man, good family, Harvard graduate. By the way, where did you go to school?
San Diego High.
And then?
And then I graduated.
Congratulations.
Jack, I'm really sorry about dinner.
It's okay.
Maybe some other time, huh?
Sure, some other time.
Victoria, don't you ever meet anyone from first class?
Hi. May I come in?
Sure, of course. Come in.
Thanks. Do you have any of that wine left?
Sure. Yeah. Why don't I sit down while you get it? I mean, why don't you get it while I sit down?
Why don't you get it while I sit down?
Oh, what a good idea. Here you are.
Thank you.
So? So, how was the party?
Fine.
What did they serve for dinner?
Roast chicken.
And then what?
And mashed potatoes.
And?
And carrots.
And?
And are you glad to see me or not?
Yes.
Well, then why don't you say so?
I'm glad to see you.
That's better.
What'd you have for dessert?
Jack. No, I'm sorry.
So, how come that guy Raj let you out of his sight?
Oh, Jack. Roger means nothing to me.
Yeah, but your father...
Oh, well, he means a lot to my father. Dad likes everything about him. His family, his money, his position, and his Harvard diploma.
Oh, he must hate me.
Oh, no.
He likes me?
Oh, no. But he doesn't hate you. What do you say we forget about my father?
Oh, boy, I'll drink to that.
Well, can't you think of something better to drink to?
Yeah, I think so. Here's to whatever it was that brought us together. I don't know. Fate, chance, luck?
The bathroom on flight 701.
That was it. God, you are so pretty.
Oh, wow. That wine works fast.
It's not the wine. You know, I've been thinking about you all night.
I've been thinking about you, too.
I wish you would have told me that before you left.
Why?
Well, then, when I was thinking of you, I could have been thinking that you were thinking of me instead of thinking you didn't think much of me.
Was that what you thought?
I think so. Oh.
Jack, come here. Closer.
Terry.
Good morning, Janet. Well, what did Jack say when you told him that you were getting married?
I didn't tell him yet. I fell asleep before he got home last night.
Boy, is he gonna be surprised.
Why? You weren't.
That's because I know you.
Yeah, but so does Jack.
I bet he doesn't guess this.
Okay, we'll see.
Hey, listen, ladies. I have got to tell you about this girl I met last night.
Jack, something very important has happened to me, and... Well, I'm wondering if you can guess.
That's cheating!
Jack, I have invited Philip over here this evening.
Oh, I get it. You want Terry and me to get lost so you guys can...
No! No, I would like for both of you to be here.
Well, Janet, you know, I'd like to, but this is my night off, and I thought that I...
Oh, please, Jack, please. I want you and Terry, my very best friends, to get to know Philip better, because it's very important to me. Now, think, Jack. Think.
Dum-dum-dee-dum. Dum-dum-dee-dum.
Quiet, Terry, I'm trying to think.
Jack... Philip and I are getting married.
You're getting married?
Janet! Oh, Janet, congratulations. I, really?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Have you set the date yet?
Oh, no, no. First we have to find a place to live. And then Philip said that...
A place to live?
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't think that they were going to move in here, did you?
Well, no, of course not. I knew that. I'm just...
You okay, Jack, honey?
Huh? Me? Yeah, sure. I'm fine. I'm just thinking.
Jack.
You know, it's, when you said you're looking for a place to live, it just hit me. No more Janet.
Oh, come on. Not moving to another planet. I'm gonna be living right here in the very same city.
Yeah, but you won't be here, see? And I'm kind of used to you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jack. If it'll make you feel better, you can come over every single night for dinner.
You really mean that?
Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to teach me how to cook.
That's for sure. Oh, Janet, see, that's one of the things I love about you. You can always make me feel good.
Oh, thank you, Jack. I'm really going to miss you, Jack.
Oh. Hey, Janet. Come on now, you're gonna be the happiest girl in the world. Maybe not.
It's just that we have had so much fun in this apartment.
Ain't that the truth?
I mean, we...
Janet. Come on now. Hey, Janet, look. Come here, honey. Come here. No, I want to see a little smile. Not that little. No, I want a little big smile.
All right.
Janet, you're going to be so happy. Now, look at me. Let's make a pact, all right?
Sure, Jack.
No more tears.
Okay, Jack. No more tears.
That's my girl.
Everything all right?
Yeah, Terry. Everything's just great.
Oh, Janet, I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you too, Terry. No.
I'll get it, Terry.
Hello?
Hi, Vicky. Vicky! Did you get my message?
Mm-hmm. All seven of them. Oh, tonight?
Yes, it's a very special occasion. I want you to meet the friends I told you about. You have a date?
Yeah. I made it last week before I met you. No, Jack, I can't break it. Not at the last minute. That wouldn't be fair.
Yeah, well, couldn't you find some way to just come over here for a few minutes, please? Vicky, please.
Well, if it means that much to you, I'll try.
Hey, that's all I'm asking, that you just try. Get over here quick.
What do you think of my new dress?
Oh, Janet, it's gorgeous.
Thank you. I'll find something better.
Phil, how you doing? Come on in.
Thanks, thank you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, thank you.
Why, how nice to see you.
That's nice to see you too, Terry.
Order?
Why don't we sit on the couch here? Phil, listen, Jan will be ready in just a minute.
Great.
So, Phil, we understand you're looking for a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of place?
Oh, just a one-bedroom apartment.
One bedroom? What about the children?
Terry, You sound like Janet's mother. Next, you'll be asking Phil how much money he makes.
How much, Phil?
Janet.
Oh. Hi, honey.
You look beautiful.
Oh, this? First thing I grabbed out of the closet just threw on. Champagne, honey. Guys, you're really going all out.
You said
said it. Now, this is very expensive, so the marriage better last, you know what I mean?
Don't worry, Jack. It will.
So, well, how about a toast, Jack?
Okay, all right. I'll make it short and sweet, just like Janet. Thanks, Phil. Okay. Janet and Philip, may you cherish and love each other forever.
Oh.
Oh, that must be Vicky.
Who?
It's a girl I want you guys to meet.
Must be somebody special.
No, no, she's just a girl, that's all. No big deal.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Vicky. You look so good. Listen, I want you to meet my two very best friends. Vicky, this is,
Janet.
Yes, that's right, Janet.
No big deal, huh? Well,
this is my other roommate, Nurse Terry. They're both my roommates.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
And that there is Philip. That's Janet's roommate to be.
How do you do?
Congratulations to you both.
Oh,
thank you.
Vicky, would you like some champagne?
Hors d'oeuvres?
Oh, no. I'm going out to dinner.
Jack, you're not leaving us, are you?
No, not me, just Vicky.
What?
Well, I had a previous engagement.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. She couldn't get out. It was a whole thing. Can I show you our kitchen for a second?
I like your roommates, Jack.
Oh, thanks, Vicky. Listen, about this guy you're going out with tonight.
Oh, you mean Rex?
Rex?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're not jealous, are you?
Jealous? Me? Wait, now, you gotta understand something. What you did before you met me is none of my business, is it?
No.
What did you do? I mean, it's none of my business, none of my business.
Oh, that must be my date.
Your date? I'll get it. You told him to pick you up here?
Jack, it was the only way I could spend any time with you.
Oh, yeah, well, that was a good idea.
Hi, Vicky told me to meet her here.
You're Rex?
Yes, and I'm supposed to pick her
up. No, it just slipped. Sorry about that.
Are you all right?
Sure, I'm fine. Now you go have a good time with sex. Rex.
Well, good night.
Nice
meeting you.
Thank you.
Night, Jack.
Night.
Hi, Rex.
Hi, Vicky.
Gee, Jack, Vicky is lovely.
Yeah, she's very attractive.
Terry, what do you think?
I'm still thinking about that gorgeous hunk, Rex.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, Jack, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean... It's okay, I'll take care of it.
No, don't worry.
Jack.
She went out with him. She actually went out with the Wonder Horse.
She did tell you that she had a date.
Oh, Janet, don't make excuses for her, all right?
What?
I mean, come on, flaunting that boyfriend of hers, did you see that? And then parading him up and down in front of you and Terry like he's Mr. America.
Jack, calm down.
I'm calm. It doesn't bother me that much, you understand? And if she thinks it bothers me, she's got another thing coming, okay? I made a mistake, but forget it. It's over, done with, finished.
Jack, you are in bigger trouble than you know.
What?
You're in love.
I'm in.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.